Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chagiga Daf Hey in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Rishon, starting Halacha Gimel on the top of Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah, Oilois B'moyed Bois Minachulin. Korban Oilo, which is referring to Oilos Re'iyah, they call Minachulin, meaning you cannot use mice money to bring the Korban Re'iyah. And what does it mean? B'moyed, as Chaim points out, the Bavli tells us, is chasur mechzor v'achik tani. You're missing your part. That in general, to bring the Dorim ben Adavos, you could do it only in Chol HaMoed, not in Yom Tov. And only Korban Re'iyah, Oilos Re'iyah, which is a chayva that you could bring on Yom Tov. So Oilos Nedova b'moyed boyas, and the chayva can come on Yom Tov min Achulim. V'shlamim min HaMaiseh. Korban Shlamim, which means the Korban Simcha, could come even from a Maiseh. You could bring even one person has money, a Maiseh Sheni, you can use that for the Korban Shlamim. B'yom Tov Rishon Shechag b'chamo Oimrim min Achulim. Referring to the Korban Chagiga, that comes on the first day of Yom Tov. So say b'chamo, you could bring it only min Achulim for the chayva. You can bring it even for the Maiser, and we'll see in the Gemara what does it mean, because of course you have to bring some of the Chayva has to come min Achulim. Says the Gemara, that's what B'Chama told B'Sil. Something they obligate to bring, how can you use the money of Maiser Sheni for it? Has to come from your own money. If you bring during the weekday a korban chayva, can you add that other animals coming from a meiser? Of course you could. So here as well, you add korban is coming from the meiser to the korban chayva, and as we saw in the previous daf, we have a machlek is how do you add together? Do you mix the money together, or you just mix animals together? So what's the source? How do we know you can add korbanos meiser to the main korban? In the pasuk we speak about shvuos, so you bring misas nidvas yotcha. For the mar lohalon, it says about meiser, kiloy suchal say, so you can carry it. Masay so amu lohalon, meiser, I've got meiser, so you learn that you can bring on yomtov mina meiser. The Gemara brings another source. So my blazon, in markan simcha, and in mar lohalon simcha. Says somachta bechagecha. And there's a simcha that says v'smachta tov uveisecho by meiser. Ma simcha amur lohalon meiser avkan meiser. Suppose it could come for the meiser. Says the Gemara v'avi kulam in a meiser. Why do you bring all animals in a meiser? Meaning why you have to bring at least one or at least a portion of it in a chayva? Says the Gemara ulobreish v'shmol oimer nemar kan misas nemar lohalon v'tor masas binyomin. So it says here the word misas. And it says by Binyamin, Vater Masa Binyamin, mean that what Binyamin got from Yosef was more than anybody else. Mamasa Shemar Lalom Echas Ikor Veshart Felo, Amisa Shemar Kan Echas Ikor Shart Felo. Same way by Binyamin, Binyamin was the main gift. Everybody else was Tafel. So here you have the main animal, the main portion, and everything else is Tafel to it. So the Gemara, what does it mean that you're adding the Meiser to the Korban Choyfo? I mean, the Shlomo and the Dovo and Chagigo have the same halachas. There's no difference between them. Why do you need the Pesukim to tell you that you can add them to Korban Chagigo? So the Gemara, to say you can bring on Yom Tov. Korban Nedovo Stam Maaser, you can't bring on Yom Tov. It's to bring on Chol HaMoed. But here that it's added to the Iker Korban Chagigo, you can bring on Yom Tov as well. Now, Chaim explains this whole question and answer is only according to Rish Lakish in the previous daf. Because he says there they have one animal, which is Choyva, and the rest are coming from the Maiser. So the question is, what's the difference if they come from the Maiser or not? The answer is you could bring on Yom Tov. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, you mix the money and you bring every animal partially from a Chagigo and partially from a Maiser. So that's the Kiddush of the Torah. You could bring one animal, which is partially from a Choyva, partially from a Maiser. The question of the Gemara over here is only according to Rish Lakish. Halacha da'at zog the Mishnah Yisrael yoytzi b'nei chevosom b'nedorim u'b'nedovois u'b'maisa b'im. Referring here to the simcha, to the korban simcha that one has to bring. So the din is, doesn't have to come in a chulin. One can bring other things that he's obligated to bring. For Yisrael, nedorim u'nedovois, they have to bring anyway donations to Beis HaMikdash and the maisa b'im. V'akoyanim b'chatos u'v'oshom u'v'choze u'v'shoik u'v'bchor. And the koyanim can use the different korbanas that they eat. Chatos also need the meat, and the chaz of his shoik they have from the shlamim, and the korban, and the b'char, that the animal belongs to them, can use that for the simcha. Avaloi b'hoifis, alo b'menochas, you can't use birds, and you can't use mincha coming from flour. So, the Gemara of Zeiro, Ulor, Bashmul, Bashir, Abelazar. Shalmi, Chagigi, Sheshachto, Me'er, Veregel. If you shecht the shlomi of chagiga before the regal, meaning he took these korbanos of chagiga and instead of shechting on the regal, he shecht them before. Says the Gemara of Ayamud Beis, Eino yotzei b'hem yidei chavos b'regel. He doesn't fulfill his obligation. Reb Chaim explains, both for chagiga, for korban chagiga, but also for shal misimcha, he's not yotzei. Because even shal misimcha need to be shechted in the regal, cannot be done before. So has the Gemara, Eisi Rabo, v'atani chagiga sarbo, so yotzei bo mishum simcha, v'hein yotzei bo mishum shlomim. It says the chagiga that you bring on the 14th of Nisan, on Erev Pesach, you could use it for simcha that night, but you can't use it for korban shlomim. I mean, you can't use it for korban chagiga, but you could use it for the simcha. Says the Gemara, Omer Reb Zehiro, tipote b'sheshochto b'regel. You have to say that even though he brought it for the 14th, but he did not end up shechting until the night. Omer Rabo, im b'sheshochto b'regel, ein zu chagiga sabasar. If he did it only at night, it's not a 14th, even though he originally designated to be in the 14th, but he did not use it for the 14th. So he disagrees with the tchiyah, but the Gemara stays with this debate. The Gemara says, Ma'ika doin, l'mayin say, can you bring a korban before or not? Omer Reb Zehiro, adan etamon, while I was still in Bovil, Shamasano Ulur Bar Yishmol B'Shur Rav Lozer. I heard the following braiso from Ulur Bar Yishmol in the name of Rav Lozer. Kasagat la'ocho, when I came to Eretz Yisrael, Shamasano Rav Chia B'Shur Rav Lozer. I heard Rav Chia saying the name of Rav Lozer. What was the braiso? Va'yiso ach sameach le'rabois le'le yom tov achor in l'simcho. The ach sameach comes to tell you that also the last day of Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres, you also have a din simcho, because that day is not mentioned in the Torah. Maybe you'll add also the first night of Yom Tov. Tomod loymar ach achilik. I mean, coming to separate and say the first night of Yom Tov, there's no din simcha. Why not? Why don't you have simcha the first night? Because you can't shecht. You can't shecht and the night. Shechting the day before doesn't work. So here's the raya, the shechita before does not help. Shechita before Yom Tov cannot be used to korban simcha on Yom Tov. Rav Chiya b'Shem Blazer says another drasha of Samachto bechagecho, Mishal mitchayev bechagigo, atem mitchayev besimcho. Simcho and chagigo come together. Only when you have chagigo, you have simcho. Says the Gemara, Eisivun ve'atanino, na'alel ve'asimcho shmoino. We learn that you have to have alel and simcho all 8 days. Hagatz v'choshchal yontor v'rishol b'shabes. So the first day is Shabbos. L'shochtom ev'regel yat yoichol. You can't check it before Yom Tev. Do'am ha'abzeir ule b'shom v'shmol b'shom b'lozor. We just learned that shalom v'chagigah shochtom ev'regel. Einu yotzebe midei chavos v'regel. You can't do the shalom before, you're not yotze in the regel. L'shochtom b'regel yat yoichol. Shkval amandu shein chagigah do'ich ha'shabes. And to do it in the regel you can't do because he's not do'ich ha'shabes. And you may have, of course, the korban simcha is not doicha Shabbos. So if so, you don't have 8 days. So you're not fulfilling the 8 days of simcha. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, Kaimer Rav Avudmo Nechuso. It's called Nechuso because he went back to Bavel. Yoyrid le Bavel. Bekoyanim uve seir. The ones who look kind the 8 days are the koyanim. So they eat the seir of the Yom Tov. There's a seir, there's a goat called seir rigolim. And that the meat is eaten by the Koyanim. So the Koyanim do have 8 days of Simcha. So there is a fulfillment, even on the first day of Shabbos, of Simcha, not by everybody, but at least by the Koyanim. Continues the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Avloi be'oifis v'lo be'menoches, you can do the Simcha with birds and menoches. Why? Dichtiv zevach. Zevach is a carbon, which specifically speaking about animals, excluding birds and excluding mincha, which is flour. He has a lot of people to feed, but he doesn't have a lot of money. So the money that he has, he should spend it on shlomi, the people to feed the people. And the oilos, he should bring a little because he doesn't have that much money. He has a lot of money, but he doesn't have a lot of people to eat in his family. Maybe oilus be more oilus to be samigdash rakrish bochu, so he'll use his money well. Because he doesn't have that many people to feed. Zev is a mimuotim. He has a little bit of money and a little bit of people. Kesef, that's the shear of Chazal, what is the minimum amount of the korbanos? Zev is a mirubim. He has a lot of people. He has a lot of money. So whatever he could give, and as much as he needs for feeding, he's going to bring a lot of korbanos, both of shlomim and of oilus. So the Gemara Oni, if he's poor, v'yodoy rechovo. But he is very generous. So if he wants to go and gift a lot to, and give a lot of oilus to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we accept it. He wants to give a gift. He's very rich, but he is a little stingy. So you take from him a lot of korbanos oila, even though he doesn't want. he's still obligated to do it because it says kifirkas Hashem lekecho. So the pasuk says matas yadoi is a person on his own kifirkas Hashem lekecho. Whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you, that's what you have to give. Ani v'yadoi muato. So in this context, it means he's poor and he's not over generous to give more than he has. Al zeneimai pachol mishtekes. If that's the minimum shear the Chazal gave us. Because here's the one that says ish prat lekaton, that a child doesn't bring a carbon. Even though he's mechuyev in Re'ir, as we saw before, but it's not his obligation, it's his father's obligation. Chagigo needs to be shtei kesef. But he said, I'll make it five kesef. And he ended up bringing only with shtayim. Is he yoitze? Or once he says five, he's obligated in five. Of course. Someone who says, I'm going to give an osho, korban osho, mechamesh sloim. Shema loy nikvo? Isn't he kriviyah chamesh? That's what he has to bring. So the same thing over here. Once you say five, that's your obligation. Now Reb Chaim explains why it was so poshut an ashram and not a korban chagigo. Because by ashram, this is the only korban you're going to bring. By chagigo, you could say, okay, I'll bring chagigo now shtei kesef. And what he obligated himself in five, he's going to bring as a donation after the chag. The chiddush is that his korban chagigo became a five, like by korban ashram, and he can, and on a yom tov itself, on the moed itself, he has to bring dafka, an animal worth five. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Chagigo Daf Hei.